All right, guys, huge episode of the Nordys Podcast. NFL free agency, Cousins is headed to Atlanta. The Vikings rebuilt the defense. Are the Wolves in trouble? And we learn about F1. Here we go. And here we go, Nordys Podcast. I'm Eric. I'm here with Jim. Jim, how you doing?
Doing great, man. How are you?
I am doing so well, and we actually have a guest today. What's going on here?
I'm pretty excited to have a good buddy of mine, Adam Tremaine. Welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So what, we high school? I don't know. Anoka High School. That's what I know.
You know, the back in the day, the big concrete palace.
Yes. The ugly fucking building.
Yes. Oh my God. But those portables. Just
they're still using those temporary portables that they're still
temporary.
They're slowly sinking into the ground, I heard, actually. No, but yeah, that's great, man. It's awesome to have you. Despite the fact that you are a Packers fan, you are generally a good person from what I know, which I didn't know that was out there, but we found one.
Yeah, they're rare.
Yeah.
I'm the gem.
All right. So welcome, man. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, we need you guys all to give us a follow on Twitter and Instagram at Nordys Podcast and subscribe anywhere that you guys get your favorite podcast from and get the Nordys Podcast directly to your phone or your device each and every week for free, like always.
Good deal.
And Jim, what are we drinking here?
All right. So we're at Drekker. And you know, we like to reward Drekker when they make something that isn't like a 16-pound beer. So this is a super mega lager. I think we've maybe had it on the pod before, but it's just a nice beer, nice drinking beer.
I really mess with this one.
You like it?
It's really good.
I agree. I haven't had Drekker in a long time. I think we talked about this before we cracked these bad boys.
Yeah.
It honestly tastes like it's been brewed with one of those other fruity, licious beers.
Yeah, yeah. You get a little bit of it, but it's just drinkable.
Absolutely. I could definitely crush this.
There you go. We will.
All right. So here we go. Lots to talk about today.
Big day.
First thing we have to talk about, you guys are like, man, NFL free agency? Hell no. There's too much going on in the world of celebrity boxing.
Oh, we got yeah, that's A-list every time.
Celebrity
big
boxing.
News.
So first up, this summer, I think that this is some crazy news. We are getting Jake Paul versus Iron Mike Tyson.
Jeez. Yeah, and honestly, I don't know who to feel bad for. I feel bad for somebody. This is unequal in one direction or the other, but I don't know which way.
I mean, I do think that this fight will be like kind of scripted.
I mean, they all have been.
Like,
but
I think this
one
fight
more so.
Will be. I think this fight is going to end in a split decision, and it's going to be Jake Paul winning in a split decision. I think it's kind of like probably decided on.
Really?
I
like
do.
When they sign like the thing to go, I think they're also signing on the outcome.
Yeah.
Like
I
when Mike Tyson, his agent's like, look, it's going to go this many
I
rounds.
Think it's like a, I think it's a sport and I think that they're like going to try. But I think also that neither of them wants to go out like unconscious here.
Right.
And I just think that that is going to be like, I don't know. I'm not trying to be like a sports conspiracy theorist, but I don't see this being very exciting. The only thing I think is exciting about it is that it's on Netflix.
Yeah, so are we going to have to pay extra, though, I wonder? Ooh. You think it's just like available through Netflix? It's like, hey, it's on ESPN Plus, and I'm like, oh, sweet, I pay for that.
Nah.
And then you go and you're just like, no, this is just where you pay for it.
Nah,
it's like, no, that's not that cool.
I think it's just like the price will go up in September again.
Yeah,
like
right.
$5. Like,
it's like, but we got Tyson fighting again.
So they're bringing in combat sports and entertainment because they are going to have WWE Raw.
Oh.
And now they're bringing in celebrity boxing.
Okay.
Wow.
They're trying to branch out.
So Netflix is trying to get into the world of live sports and pretend sports.
I mean, I think Amazon Prime's kind of doing it okay. Like, there's actual shit on there you need to go watch.
I don't watch the NBA on Max. Do you?
No.
But that's on there. The MLS is on Apple.
Okay.
So
oh,
I think
yeah.
Like everyone's going to kind of get their own like sport contract at some point.
You know, if that's the way they're going to do it, whatever. I just want, like, if I could stop paying for cable, that would be nice. But so far, no. Can't do that.
Well, it doesn't matter. They're just going to jack up the prices anyway. So it's basically like you're paying for cable.
Yeah. Exactly.
But I feel like at this point, I'm paying for cable twice. Yeah, that's how I feel right now.
Yeah, two different forms of it.
I'm just paying twice for cable at this point.
Ads. Yeah, I know.
They all have ads, yeah.
Yeah, they all have ads.
Nothing has changed. The only thing is that I don't watch a single show on cable other than sports.
Mm-hmm.
I only watch sports on cable, and like I'm like, maybe I should watch cable. And then I'm like, I guess I could watch Ridiculousness.
You're a big flipper-flop guy. I know how it is. Daytime dramas, you love that.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, Ridiculousness is on. Also, South Park reruns, but it's always like old seasons.
And Shawshank, it's always.
Oh, yes, you could always find Shawshank, which is great.
I'm like desperate for Bar Rescue. Like, that's where we're at with cable, so I...
Shut it down.
Yeah, shut it down.
So, all right, so who do you think's going to go? You think split decision?
Paul in a split decision, yeah, I do. I think...
I don't know, maybe he gives the people what they want and gets knocked out badly by Tyson. I think we all want Tyson to win this.
Oh, we all want Tyson.
I think everybody wants Tyson to win, and I think, though, like, one thing, you know, you either die a hero or you live long enough to see yourself become a villain. I kind of think that the Paul brothers might end up being the opposite of that.
Yeah, because they started as the villains.
I think they might start as the villains, and I think, like, at some point, I think there's going to be, like, new, younger, more annoying people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the Pauls are going to have to, like, defend us.
Oh, they're going to take our side of it. Okay.
And they're going to be like, these young kids are idiots. Like, we're going to go punch their teeth out. Yeah,
they're going to suicide islands and making videos. And
who does that? I like it.
So, yeah, I think, like, at some point we're going to, like, flip on the Pauls, and then, like, people are going to not be annoyed by them anymore. But I don't know if that's in 2 years or in 15 years.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess we'll just have to continue to cover celebrity boxing until then.
And then in kind of sort of real boxing, there was a big fight this weekend. So Anthony Joshua, who is, like, supposed to be kind of the golden boy of boxing, fought against Francis Ngannou, who is, like, the former heavyweight champion of UFC.
Okay.
And Ngannou fought Tyson Fury, who's the heavyweight champion, a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was like a split decision or...
What a cool name.
A draw or something like that.
Tyson Fury.
Tyson Fury,
I know.
The Gypsy King, Tyson Fury.
All of it's cool.
You think that's a real name? He's just born to be a fighter.
He must have. He's like 6'10 and not in
definitely
shape.
Not
in shape, and he looks like he's like the person that if you had to fight him in an alley would hurt you more than anyone else.
Yeah.
Like, he's like flabby and like 6'10 and Irish or whatever.
Oh, you don't fuck with those guys.
I don't know. Someone's going to yell at me and say he's not Irish. Scottish, Irish, English. I don't know. Somewhere around there.
I don't know. Big 6'10 guy with flesh.
But
ancestors ate a lot of potatoes. That's all I know.
Anthony Joshua, who has, you know, everyone always feels like he's ducking everyone. He fought Francis Ngannou. He blew this dude out. Like, it, like, set UFC back, I feel like. He knocked him down 3 times in 2 rounds and knocked him completely unconscious in something that I think the police might have to investigate. Like, it was like that level of assault. So there you go. That's our boxing. We don't have a lot of boxing takes because we don't watch a ton of boxing. But
even the matches we talk about, I don't personally watch.
Yeah, I think I bought one of the Paul fights.
It really peaks when they get announced.
Yeah.
So hearing that Tyson was going to fight Jake Paul, I was like, yep, this is as good as it's going to get.
I was pretty pumped when Tyson was wearing the contract shirt.
Yeah.
And then Jake Paul signed the shirt.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. I was like,
I like it.
And then in other news, since we're not going to have a lot of time to talk Wild today, I did want to just bring up the really cool thing they did over the weekend.
Please.
So if you guys didn't see this, the Wild played against the Nashville Predators, who is directly ahead of them in the standings. The Wild are running out of time to get in the playoffs, and they are probably going to end up on the outside looking in. So they're winning 3-2 with 2 minutes to go, and they give up a goal to tie the game up at 3. And they go into overtime, and halfway through overtime, the Wild pull their goalie to go 4-on-3 with no goalie.
Okay.
To just go for it. Now, I have never seen this happen. I don't know if anyone has. And I didn't even know the rule. The players didn't know the rule. I think the coach did, but the players didn't. That if you pull your goalie in overtime, instead of automatically getting 1 point for a tie, by taking that risk, you get 0 points if you give up a goal.
Which is really cool. Did you know about that?
I did not.
Yeah. I had never heard
of
that.
So they were risking their point, their point that they had in the bag.
Each team had a point, but they have to catch Nashville, so they had to get the 2 points here. They really needed to get two and not give up one, but at this point, they blew that. So they needed to get the 2 points. They pull the goalie. They're 4-on-3, no goalie in the net. They score to win the game.
Wow.
This was electric.
That's pretty cool.
The place was going crazy. It was at the X. Everyone was going nuts. I thought this was like some serious drama on like a matinee Sunday game.
Yeah. I like it. I didn't know that until now. I'm guessing this was a pretty cool national story.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing it hasn't been done before. But what I mean, I get the exact scenario that you would do that in, you know, the team you're chasing was right there. You got a chance. Go for it.
It makes sense to me. You got to catch them in the points, but like, I had no idea that you get 0 points.
Yeah.
Right. Pull your goalie.
I had never heard of it. It was like the first time that I think anyone's done it.
And that's only in overtime.
It's only in overtime. Okay. So it would just, it just prevents you from saying, whatever, we already got 1 point. We might as well just pull our goalie and go for two. Like, it just is like, all right, you want to go for it? It's all
It is a still 3 point swing. Yeah.
That's a good rule.
I like it.
And then also in the world of hockey, this last weekend, it was the State High School Hockey Tournament at the XL. What a show these kids put on.
And you didn't go this year, though, did you?
No, I didn't go.
Okay.
What a show, though, they put on every single year. This was Lou Nanny's last time doing it.
Okay.
He has been doing...
Did they give it to Mark, Cousin Mark?
I don't think they've decided that yet. I hope they do.
That's his dream.
We're cheering for it because Mark is actually the best person that's on air for those one games. He's so good. But Lou has been doing the tournament for 60 years.
That's 60 years.
And they had like a great emotional moment where they gave him this super dusty looking jersey that was so unimpressive, but it was cool that they had him there and they honored this guy who is, I'm not even going to say he's high school hockey in Minnesota. He is hockey in Minnesota, in my opinion. Like, he, what a legend. The first family of hockey in Minnesota, in my opinion. And one of like the most important people to the sport in the state of hockey ever. So it was cool. It was a cool moment. It was his last game he ever announced. And I think all of his kids played it, or all his grandkids played at Edina. I don't know if he's from Edina himself, but they, you know, made sure to win the title in his last game.
Okay. So Edina won.
Edina beat future Edina. Yeah. Chan Hassan.
Oh. So root for Chan while you can, because they're going to be the next hateable.
I think Chan is just already Edina too, but they just haven't gotten the experience yet. They've only been around since like 2004, so
yeah,
we just haven't realized it yet, but yeah, they're like the same team.
Hey, at least I know that Edina doesn't feel like a public school, but at least they are. I always go for that over the privates. Like,
yeah.
The academies that have the kids from Texas, and they have kids from Boston. And, you know,
you're going to get comments about this where people are going to go, oh, yeah, well, the kids move into these schools.
They do.
Well, at least they have to like follow some set of rules, kind of.
Yes.
The private schools, they're not following any rules. They get to play by a different set of rules. We are public over private. I would cheer for Edina over any private school any day of the week.
Okay.
There's no private school anyone could sell me on. I don't care if they're charitable. I don't care if the kids are nice. I don't care if they work hard. I want them to suffer publicly if they have to play sports.
I like that.
I'm with that take.
You're a big, we're all public school people here. Yeah, for sure.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Love it.
Okay. We got to move on to the A topic, and that's NFL free agency.
Big day.
I think that this is one of the best days in sports. I truly feel that way. Like, the NFL, the way they roll this all out with legal tampering and stuff, they pretend it's complicated, but it's not. You show up on this Monday in the middle of March, and crazy shit happens. Everyone signs big contracts. All the teams are doing fun stuff. And they just make a bunch of storylines right then and there. And this year was no different. It was the Kirk Cousins sweepstakes. And I am ashamed. I am ashamed of the Minnesota Vikings fans for their takes on all of this. This is a fan base that spent 5.5 years trashing on Kirk Cousins. And then suddenly he tears his Achilles. He becomes mildly self-aware. And then
the Kirk has become self-aware.
And then we all are like pissed that we're going to lose him. Like, where are we going to go? We'll never win again without Kirk. Guys, we had a worse record in the 6 years with Kirk than we did in the 6 years before Kirk.
That's all right. That's eye opening.
That includes games he didn't play in, which definitely hurts that number.
Sure.
But just overall, 6 years before Kirk, we won more games than the 6 years with Kirk. And that's pretty damning.
Yes, it is. And obviously we didn't make any kind of deep push during that time either. It's not like we had a season where, at least we made the Super Bowl that year. I'm not really going to miss him. I'm not going to look at this. I have no animosity towards him. But I'm very, very happy that we can move on. That's where I'm at.
Yeah, I mean, as a Packer fan, I thought he
what?
Was out. Yeah, you heard me. Go. As a Packer fan, I always thought he was a good, solid quarterback. Like, probably the most mid quarterback you could possibly get.
Yeah.
But he had his moments, and I always thought he was, turning out the wins a lot more than, Case Keenum might have been. But, I mean, stats guy over here is telling me.
He was.
The guy in the truck is telling us.
Yeah. So, that's pretty crazy going down to Atlanta.
I know.
Where the players play.
Oh, that's what they say. Thanks, Jermaine. We brought you on to make really timely references. Jermaine Dupri stuff, mostly.
That's all I got.
Yeah.
So in this deal, the Vikings were in, sort of. I think the Vikings were in because they were trying to save face with their fans that became huge Kirk Cousins fans suddenly. And so they were offering supposedly 2 years, $76 million is kind of the deal that I had heard this morning. And he ends up signing 4 years, $180 million with $100 million guaranteed. I promise you this isn't going to go well.
Yeah.
I am positive. So in reality, these NFL deals are all kind of smoke and mirrors. This is really a two-year, $100 million deal. With yes. $90 million of that guaranteed, only $10 million is guaranteed after the initial 2 years. So they are going to pay this dude a fortune for 2 years, pretty much fully guaranteed, and he'll be going into his year 38 season, and they'll be able to cut him for $10 million.
And then he'll probably go get another huge contract.
Yeah, then
somewhere. Even if he does nothing in these next 2 years, I guarantee he gets paid again because the dude, he's much better at business than he is at football. Holy shit.
Yeah, he's.
I mean, he's one of the top. He might be one of the top ever now.
Earners paid. Ever. Yeah. After this, I think he'll be one of the five highest paid football players ever.
He has to have the most guaranteed money of all time.
Of course.
Insane. I mean, this is almost the same contract that the Vikings offered, just less years, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, good for them. Is Atlanta poised to do anything? Are they have a. That's just the last piece is a mid quarterback, and they're going to go right to the top?
I think right to the top of the NFC South,
which is the easy to do. Okay. NFC.
I think it's the worst division. I think this will make them the favorites in that division. I'm going to guess that they win 10 games and lose in the first round of the playoffs.
Okay.
Because that's kind of what Kirk does.
Yeah.
That's what he does. Fair. He's super good at he's going to finish top five in yards. He's going to throw a bunch of touchdowns. He's going to have a bunch of 300 and 400 yard games. And he's going to get you to the playoffs. But you'll know in your heart that was the accomplishment.
Do we add a couple extra wins on there? Because he's in Atlanta now where they get, much less primetime exposure than the Vikings. Or
that could help.
Any of these other mainstream teams.
True.
So primetime Kirk is quite terrible.
Yeah.
Right. And we're never going to see him anymore.
He's just going to be out there winning.
And then he goes on prime time for the playoffs and we get to see him shit the bed.
You know what? That would be nice.
I
hate to say it. I don't want him to do well in the playoffs. I want exactly what Eric just described so that I can still feel good as a Vikings fan. That's all that matters.
Yeah, so Kirk is gone, but he's going to be back in Minnesota for a game next year.
Okay, that's fine.
Which will be on primetime, I promise you.
for some reason, I thought you were just going to say he's like just stopping by.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
he's
actually
playing outside. He's going to be in Minnesota things, for a game.
Sell some investment properties.
Check out Kohl's.
Yeah.
Right.
Sales. I think that will be a primetime game. I'm going to guess that's going to be Sunday or Monday night football.
Mm-hmm.
Kirk back in Minnesota. I thought many times today, like, what is the reaction from the Minnesota fans going to be for him? I think it's going to be booze.
No.
I do.
I think it's going to be smattering of both.
I think it'll be cheers. Yeah, I think he's not going to leave on bad terms.
I'm booing him.
I would boo him.
I'm booing him. I think.
Well, you're literally going to be there, so you can make that happen. Maybe even impact 3 to 4 people around you. From there, we'll see.
I kind of think he did leave on bad terms, to be honest with you. I think, like, he just comes across as a businessman sometimes. And, like, all of the times that he, like, wore a grill and wore chains and danced with his shirt off and did the skull chant with his shirt off and tried to be funny and likable kind of feels like it's just part of the business plan.
Mm.
And so, like, at this point, I'm kind of like, I don't know that I'll really remember the Cousins years very fondly.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to we were together in the Florida Keys when he signed.
Yeah.
And
you were shocked at how much we paid.
I was really shocked, but I was really excited. I was like, wow, like, we got a big time quarterback. This is going to be fun.
Yep.
And it was pretty underwhelming.
It was. Were you walking around the Keys just going, you like that?
Yeah.
we were.
It's just like, I
was like, Eric, I'm in the Florida Keys. I just want to sit by the pool. Shut the fuck up about football.
Let me show you the spreadsheet, though.
Yeah, right.
So we do need to talk about what the Vikings did. So they definitely were responding to, one, the guys they were going to lose. So right away, they signed Jonathan Greenard from Houston, pass rusher. He's about 3 years younger than Danielle Hunter. They signed him 4 years, $76 million. All the people who, like, know about the finances of football seem to think this was a good deal. 3 years younger than Hunter, younger, probably a better scheme fit than him. The second half of last year, he was kind of like one of the better pass rushers in the league. He's had some injury problems. So I think, like, if he's mostly healthy over the next couple years, this will probably be a good signing. And if he can't, then it will probably feel pretty underwhelming. Then as soon as the Cousins news dropped, they made two more moves. They brought in Andrew Van Ginkle, another edge rusher from the Dolphins, 2 years, $20 million, which seems like a really good deal. He's a super versatile player who can play well on the run. He's a pass rusher. He can drop into coverage. All the things that Flores wants. You're not a liability in the run game, and everyone on the team can cover and blitz is pretty much what he wants. And so I think he's just trying to, like, assemble a whole team of versatile guys. And then the last move they made, they brought in Blake Cashman, the former Minnesota Gopher.
Okay.
3 years, $25 million. He's one of the very best coverage linebackers in the league, and that was a place the Vikings suffered last year. Yeah, so kind of like their 4-3, I think, like, three of those spots got filled up today, and Ivan Pace will take the other one. And
right.
So I think they're going to be versatile, kind of like quicker, smaller, more athletic team that everyone's kind of like blitzing and dropping into coverage. They'll feel kind of
we blitzed a lot last year, right? Just not super successfully.
I think the most in the whole league.
Yeah. And we didn't have the most sacks in the league.
No. He was like smoking mirrors with a bunch of average players last year.
Yeah.
Like, he did a pretty good job for the talent he had, because we didn't really add any pieces, and they went from the 31st ranked defense to like 17th or something.
So as long as he doesn't take some head coaching job in the meantime, which it sounds like he's good, he's locked in. All right, we get one more year at least. Love it.
I don't think he's gonna get another head coaching job,
which would be a shame.
It's a shame. Like, he's definitely blacklisted, and that's kind of a bummer. Like, he's a really good coach. He didn't even get a single interview. And by all accounts, the people in the league think he's, like, one of the best coordinators. So it's kind of a bummer.
At a certain point in your career as a head coach or a defensive coordinator, an offensive coordinator, don't you just, like, settle in and be like, dude, this is like what I like. I don't want to take the reins. I like to coach defense.
Yeah.
I'm the best at this, and I'm going to get the most money for this anywhere I go.
Yeah, you could be the highest paid defensive coordinator, and that would be sick.
Yeah, absolutely. And you don't
Get fired when the head coach gets fired.
Exactly. Every much less pressure.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, maybe that's the case. It sounded like at one point he certainly, wanted to be a head coach and was. So if that's what he wants, I hope it happens someday, but only after we win multiple titles. Yeah. So we should definitely talk about the Packers too, because that not only do we have a Packers fan here, but it's pretty big impact to us as well.
Yeah, definitely. The Packers made some big moves. They brought in Josh Jacobs, the Raiders running back. What'd you think of that?
Well, initially when it was announced, I was psyched, but also kind of disappointed because I knew the season he was coming off of, so I could see like, oh shit, he's degressing. But at the same time, you can kind of look at the offense of what the Raiders had, right? And they were absolute shit.
Mm-hmm.
Just total ass. No quarterback. Throughout the entire season.
Right.
So what are they going to do? They're going to run the ball. So you're going to stop Josh Jacobs. And I think he was a little nicked up here and there throughout the year. But when he signed, Ian Rappaport comes on and is like, yeah, they're going to keep Jones around and get rid of Dylan. I'm like, let's go. Like, that's a solid 1-2 punch.
Yeah.
20 minutes later,
the ball drops.
Yeah. Aaron Jones has been released.
Yeah.
And that was, so that was down my eyes.
You're one of your favorite guys.
Yeah. It was earlier in the day, Bakhtiari, I think I messaged that to you that I was bummed that Bakhtiari went away, and Jonesy being one of my other favorite Packers. So like lost two greats today, but they're always going to be welcome back.
Yeah.
So hopefully it's on a short-term deal for when Jones comes back.
I don't think he's ever setting foot in Green Bay, Wisconsin again.
He's not going to be back in Green Bay unless he plays against them until it's like the 10-year anniversary of the whatever year team.
That'll be it. No, I got a feeling he's going to go maybe to Baltimore or Dallas. That's
okay.
The two places I'm thinking probably be a good fit for him. Plus, Dallas, hometown team.
Okay.
Yeah, he loves that stadium. Like, that's all he does is score touchdowns there. So
nice.
It makes a ton of sense.
So Jacobs gets 4 years, $48 million. He's 26 years old. The last time the Packers gave a big running back a contract, it was Aaron Jones. He was 26 years old. They gave him 4 years, $48 million, the exact same contract, the exact same
age. Wow. Yeah, I didn't know that. I didn't know that Jonesy had a big cap hit this year. And so that was a big kind of incentive to get rid of him, to kind of free up some space because they got the Jordan Love contract coming down the line.
Yeah.
But, man, that's wild. The exact same contract.
Exact same contract, exact same age. I think this is an okay move. Like, I try to be pretty honest with what I think of, like, the opponent's moves are. Like, when they give Jordan Love a really fair, like, six-year deal, I'm going to be pretty bummed. So I'm going to be like, wow, that sucks. This one doesn't hurt so bad because I don't know that spending big money on a running back is that great. But I will say LaFleur seems to think that it's critical to his offense.
100%.
Maybe more so than almost any coach in the league. And so I think he's going to probably have some huge numbers this year.
Yeah. And I follow a guy on the old Twitter machine that, he's a kind of a scout. And he showed up a bunch of film from back when Jones was Jacobs was in college, and guy's got some good mitts on him. He can catch the ball, but the Raiders defense was so bland. All they did was throw little swing passes and screens. Yeah. It's like, you can't really show off much there, but he has some pretty good instincts for the ball.
With LaFleur, I mean, he's a great coach, one of the best. So let's see what they do.
Yeah, you could scheme him up.
I hope it's horrible.
Yeah,
obviously.
I'm sure you do.
The other big move, the Packers brought in Xavier McKinney, the safety. When I saw this come through, they're giving him 4 years, $68 million, $17 million a year. I think it makes him like the third highest paid safety in football. I was like, wow, what an overpay is what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
But the more I dug into it, the more I was kind of like, man, he was exactly what they needed. He's 25 years old is all. He is, his number one skill is like being versatile at covering over the middle. He can play in the slot. He can play deep third in the safety spot. He can play in a too high safety role. And he is like elite coverage guy over the middle of the field. And the Packers were 32 out of 32 last year in that. So they pretty much were like, all right, let's just go get the guy who's great at the thing that we suck at. And I think that they paid a premium for exactly what they needed.
Yeah, I mean the biggest move they've made this entire offseason for the Packers is firing Joe Barry. Every Packer fan wanted Joe Barry gone.
I was disappointed. The beginning of the season. I was disappointed that they did because I wanted him to stay.
I was disappointed when he didn't sign with the Bears as their defensive coach. I thought that was going to be a perfect fit.
Yeah, really.
And we would have all like celebrated.
We all would have could have loved that, yeah.
But, you know, in bringing Halfley, who's, you know, an unproven coach in the NFL, and he's a couple stints here and there, but all things I've heard is good, but he's going to be switching to a 4-3. So it's going to be a little bit of adjustment. And they got, apparently, what they need in a safety in Xavier McKinney. I saw the Eagles were in on him, and I'm like, oh, he's going to Eagles.
100%. Yeah, like, yeah.
They just got Saquon. They're going to get Xavier McKinney. They're going to bring over two Giants. Really piss off East yeah. Rutherford, New Jersey, or whatever the name of that place is.
Yep.
But yeah, they locked it down, and it's a big win for Goody. Like, didn't see him spending this much this year, but it really lessens the need and for them to like reach in the earlier rounds in the draft coming up.
Oh, yeah.
I already can tell you who they're going to draft.
Ooh, I'd like to hear.
They're going to draft, it'd be cool if I could remember the guy's name.
That would help.
Cooper DeJean. Oh. They're going to draft the white cornerback from Iowa. I'm 100% sure they're doing that.
Please give me Cooper DeJean.
I'm 100%.
I don't think it's DeJean, but I like calling it DeJean.
Does DeJean make him sound more white or less? Well, I don't know.
It makes him sound
depends
more
how you spell it. Right? Yeah, right. Yeah.
I'm 100%
spell it like the mustard.
Sure. If there's one thing they like, it's a white Iowa defender.
Yeah.
Gosh, and this guy's going to be this guy, the guy they got last year.
Oh, no, he was a Ohio Buckeye.
They got the guy last year, though, the first round pick.
Oh, yeah.
Edge rusher. Can't think of his name.
Neither can I.
But anyways,
and something or other.
So this is going to be the first white cornerback in the NFL in 20 years. I think Jason Sehorn is the last one. I mean, this is
crazy.
Someone finding a freaking dinosaur.
Yeah.
Like, this doesn't exist in the world anymore, and this guy's going to bring it back. And he's really good.
Yeah.
He's
going to be
really
a top corner.
He looks like he's going to be a stud. But, I mean, in reality, history is not on his side.
Yeah, right.
But, yeah, I think that's what they're going to do in the draft. Now, the real interesting team in the draft, I'm going to go so far as saying the most interesting team in the draft is the Minnesota Vikings now.
Oh, my God.
Sure.
I'm actually really excited to see what the Vikings do.
The Vikings are going to
fucking get a quarterback.
They're going to have to go for it. So, if my math is right here, I really believe that the Raiders signed Gardner Minshew.
Yep.
It sounds like they're going to let him compete for their starting job. I think there's six teams that could take a quarterback, and I think there's five quarterbacks that are kind of available for those spots. The four first quarterbacks, Williams, May, Daniels, McCarthy, and then I'm going to add Justin Fields to that list for six teams. And those teams are Chicago, who has the number one pick, Washington, who has the number two pick, New England, who has the number three pick, the New York Giants, who have the number six pick, the Vikings, who have the number 11 pick, and the Denver Broncos, who have the number 12 pick. And I think those five quarterbacks will end up on five of those teams. And the Vikings 100% will have one of those five quarterbacks.
You don't think Bo Nix falls in that?
I don't. He's too old.
That's what my buddy says. Like, he's too old. He's like us.
Yeah. Oh, that's bad.
And I'm like, ooh.
Ooh, when you say it like that.
Yeah, I got it this morning. I could barely move.
Yeah, right. He's like us.
He's too old. Penix and Bo Nix, if they were like 2 years younger, I would be a bigger fan. But
yep.
The history of quarterbacks that are 23, 24 at draft time is really bad. Really bad. And so I don't want to touch those guys at all. McCarthy just turned 21. May is 21. Daniels is a little old for me at 23. And Williams is 22. So most of those guys kind of fall.
Sounded like Dane Cook there for a second, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. So
one of those guys. So, okay. And which guy do you want? If you could take your pick, obviously.
Williams. I'd take Williams if I could have my pick, but I can't.
Right.
The Bears aren't trading in the division. I think that the guy the Vikings want is Drake May. I think that's what they want. He is Some people think he's quarterback one. Some people think he's quarterback four. Mm. I don't really know. I think there's some like holes in his game. But they did bring in Josh McCown to be their quarterback's coach, who literally coached him in high school.
Yeah.
So who better to coach him than the guy who coached him when he was in high school? I just have this feeling that that's what they want and that they're going to pay a king's ransom to
and
go do
so
it.
They trade our future picks to go up.
I think they would trade, like, if I had to guess right now, they're going to trade something like 3 firsts, a second, and like maybe like an okay player.
Damn,
it's gonna be it's gonna be pushing
to go up to get the fourth best QB in
no drafts. I think that would be to get the number, like I said, some people think he's the number one quarterback.
Yeah.
Some think he's number four. I think the consensus is probably 2 to 3. I think probably the most people would rank him 2. And I think that they're going to go up to either 2 or 3 to go get him.
Okay.
Is my best guess. If they don't get him, I think they're going to end up with J.J. McCarthy, which the fan base is going to be... The stupid fucking Vikings fan base is going to be so mad, but I like him.
Oh, Paul Allen's going to love that call, though. So, JJ to JJ.
Yeah. Oh, he is. JJ to TJ. JJ to TJ. JJ to JJ. TJ and JJ are out wide. JJ behind center. Like, he's just, he would love that. Also, can we just take a moment to mention that Paul Allen needs to retire?
Oh, my God. Like,
from
20 years ago.
Calling the Dachshund races
being,
at the
from
track?
From being
or?
On the radio and from calling the Vikings.
Stay down at the track.
Like, yeah.
He
do
is
your
great
track
at
stuff.
The track.
He yeah. is so washed. His show is so boring at this point.
It's the same thing every week.
I can't even. It's not listenable. No. He used to be like a fantastic person on the radio, and now he is really, 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 really dull.
Just mailing it in?
Yeah. I think he's just so boring. But yeah, I do think the Vikings are the team to watch. I think this seals it. And like, I'm sure people are listening right now and they're like, why would the Commanders trade the pick? Why would the Patriots trade the pick? Well, the Commanders and the Patriots are both in year one of head coach and general manager. So they can take their time a little bit more, where we're in year three of coach and general manager. This is the year. Like, it's got to start hitting right now. They've got to go find the quarterback right now. Like, this is what they've been working for 3 years. This kind of has to hit. Where if you're Washington or you're New England and you could guarantee yourself 2 first-round picks for 3 straight years or whatever, like, that's
and you still
good.
Get a quarterback. I mean, you
could still get a quarterback, still, yeah. Or you could just say, fuck it, we're going to have Jacoby Brissett be our quarterback and we're going to have the 3rd pick again next year. Mm-hmm. And we'll just get the guy next year, and we'll have extra draft picks every year to just build this roster. There's no pressure on us year one. Mm-hmm. Like, why hurry? And so I could imagine one of those teams just saying, give us a king's ransom, and you can go have your guy, and we'll slow play this a little bit.
Yeah. I don't know. It sounds like it makes sense, but aren't they all, like, aren't every ownership group, GM, aren't they just afraid of the fans, ultimately? I don't think those fans are going to love that. They're going to be like, dude, we're going to get this guy or this guy. How exciting.
Yeah, I think
and then all of a sudden they're not.
But I mean, like, I know that the Bears had Justin Fields. And because Justin Fields was taken in the 1st round and because he is like some electric plays, I think Bears fans think he's good.
Oh.
But he stinks.
Oh, they
should,
do.
You should see my timeline. They think he is the second coming of Christ.
They think
last year's offseason was, I mean, the Bears win the offseason every single year. Yeah. They're the offseason champions. But, like, he is not great
at all. No.
He's ass.
Yeah.
And so, to me, like, last year, the Bears had the number one pick. Didn't they have the number one pick last year, too?
Yes, they did.
They had the number one pick, and they sold it to the Panthers for a king's ransom. They got a good receiver. They got 3 first-round picks. And now they're in a better spot than ever. And so, I think, like, if you're the Patriots and you're the Commanders – you've got to look at that and be like, the Bears are in a lot better spot than they were by getting all these assets and just taking their time a little bit. And so I think, like, the Vikings are going to probably overpay because everyone knows that they're desperate now.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone knows there's no quarterback and there's no time to waste. Yep. Like, we've got to go now. And Minnesotans, I can't quite put my finger on why, but they're really hard on Kwesi. Yeah. Like really hard, like way harder on him than they were on Spielman.
One of the same reasons they're all so excited about McCarthy, though, actually. like there's some kind of relationship there.
But yeah, like they're really hard on him. And I just think like he's kind of, I think that fair or not, I think that he wanted Cousins to go. He's wanted Cousins to go for 2 years. Mm-hmm. And now is the time for them to go get their guy. So yeah. I'm fully expecting
it is exciting. To go. It's going to be incredibly fun.
I think JJ is the pick.
Yeah.
That's my call.
Yeah.
It's impossible to pick the draft.
Yeah.
tries. The other part of the quarterback carousel that we need to talk about here, well, one, Baker Mayfield re-signed in Tampa Bay for a stupid amount of money. He literally got like he got the Geno Smith contract. Well, like, we'll just put you on the shelf for 3 years and we'll come back and check on your team in 3 years.
He got to show his stuff against the Joe Barry defense. Yeah. A perfect pass rating. I was there for the game. He was incredible. He deserves all the money.
Pay the man.
And then Russell Wilson goes to Pittsburgh to compete for the job there. Everybody hates this guy.
Yeah.
Like, he's just must be so incredibly unlikable. He's there on a $1.5 million deal is all.
That's it?
Yeah.
So the Broncos...
Foot in the bill.
Yeah. Owe him $85 million over the next 2 years.
So they would rather pay that than have him around in the state.
Yes. So, the Broncos.
The team that has Sean Payton as their coach. Like, how insufferable must be. Yeah, really.
The Broncos literally.
That's a great point.
The Broncos literally could have had him as their backup quarterback, or they could pay him to be a quarterback somewhere else. And they were like, we'll do that.
Yeah, let's take that.
How
option.
Much? $85 million? Yeah, that's fine. Write the check. So they're paying him to be the quarterback or the backup quarterback for the Steelers this year and next year. Who knows if he'll even play? He has to play now. He has to play because he has to make that money.
Oh, yeah.
He just got to stay in the league.
I got it. Right. So that he has to play a certain amount of games in order to earn that?
No, he just has to be playing in the NFL.
Oh, okay.
He can be a backup quarterback. Who cares?
Right.
But he
can't be
like not in the league. So
he doesn't get the Bobby Bonilla contract.
Yeah. So he's going to the Steelers, and I think he's making $1.5 million from them.
Okay.
So he's there making nothing. He's making less than like third string quarterbacks, but he doesn't care because he's getting paid like one of the top 10 quarterbacks in the league.
That is
from the Broncos.
It's rare to see a collapse like that. That is fascinating. From him, everybody, I mean, he was, you know, top three, maybe top five guy in Seattle. And it's not like he's that old. I mean, he's younger than Cousins, right? By at least a few years.
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
It's just fascinating.
No, he's probably the same. He's probably the same age.
You think he's 35?
Yeah.
Nah.
Someone's going to look it up. But
yeah, maybe.
I'm pretty sure he's like the same age. Just cause I think they were in like the same draft even.
Oh.
I think they were in the same exact draft.
Which doesn't necessarily mean the same age.
No.
Right. But.
If you remember, Russell was at North Carolina State, then he transferred to Wisconsin. So. And played against Kirk.
You're
at.
You're right. 35 years
old. On the nuts. Okay.
They're both 35 right now.
Yeah, he's usually right about sports, that is.
And numbers.
Wait till you hear the screencast, though. I got him.
All right, we do need to move to the NBA quick. Rudy Gobert fined a record $100,000.
Oh, my God. For a hand signal.
For signaling at the crooked refs during the Cavaliers-Timberwolves game.
It's crazy to me that you could do the jerk-off and, like, jizz throw hand signal and get, what, $10,000 for that?
I'd probably laugh.
I mean, what's the most obscene one you can think of? Like that's up there.
That's gotta be it.
That's what
there with the thrusting.
I mean, there's the split finger cunnilingus. That's just funny. Everyone likes that.
I know what
the
worst one is.
What is
the worst one is that you tie a belt around your neck and then you jerk off and then you die.
Oh, the old David Carradine. I see.
That.
We like that one. I wouldn't be surprised if that's how Gobert goes out. He's just a strange guy. So, $100,000 for making some money symbols in a game that was being refereed terribly.
This game was
whether
crooked.
Or not it was crooked or not, I don't...
It was. I'm positive. I watched it.
What's more likely? NBA officials or English football officials to be crooked?
NBA. They've been proven crooked
couple times.
So many times.
And it's pretty easy to have an influence, too.
All the players know it. All the fans know it. All the other officials know it. The league knows it. There's documentaries about it. like people have been arrested for it. People have been accused for it.
Yeah.
This is, it's a done deal. Like they are. And in this game, the Timberwolves shot 24 free throws for the game. And I can't think of his name, the center for them.
AD. Yeah. Anthony Davis shot.
No, we're talking.
About in the Cavs
game. Shot 23.
Yeah.
He shot one less free throw for the whole game than the whole damn Timberwolves team did.
Yeah.
This game was an absolute travesty, and the players on the court were calling out the officials in-game on their bullshit, and it just didn't matter. The Wolves had they had decided the Wolves lost that game before it even started.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, I don't think that Gobert is a particularly likable figure.
No.
He's one. I mean, if there's like a top five list of hated NBA players, it's like him, Kyrie, Russell Westbrook, I don't know. That guy, Dylan Brooks, that dude for sure is on. Harden, let's put him on there.
Yep.
But we love him because he's a huge part of our team. And now, you know, he didn't actually get suspended or did he?
No.
So just a fine.
Yeah.
Which is good. But it is a shame. I mean,
it's a total shame. And honestly, this team is, they're in free fall a little bit.
Yeah, it's been, what have we lost?
Four of six.
4 of 6. That's
not good.
That's unheard of for us so far.
Cats out for at least 4 weeks.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I mean, you can just consider it to the end of the season, I would say.
They're saying they're hoping he's back for the playoffs.
For the first round,
remember,
right?
Remember, they were hoping he was back in December last year and he never came back.
Yeah, I know.
Did he just strain his Achilles? Or
He had MCL surgery.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Meniscus situation. I mean, it's
meniscus surgery. Yeah,
I'm trying not to be too sky is falling here, but it doesn't take many losses for us to go out of that top four, and that's what I'm worried about.
Where are we right now? Do you know?
Right now, we're already third after just a couple of games. So, and the schedule doesn't get easier.
We play the Nuggets 3 times.
We play the Nuggets a bunch. Suns twice, really the Bucks, I think. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, I think it's gonna be a pretty tough rest of the way. We just have to win enough games to get that home court advantage. I don't, you know, even if we get the second over, you know, finish, we got to play a pretty tough team. Lakers are coming, dude. They're figuring shit out. Golden State is figuring shit out, and they're all towards the 7-8 spots. Mm-hmm. So I don't think there's any safe path. There's not like, you know, this, but you do want the home court. So I would be incredibly disappointed if we dropped below that.
I really, really, really don't want to play LeBron in round one.
No.
I don't. I really don't.
And maybe we expose him and it's fine. You know, he can't do enough and he plays great, has great numbers, but I think that no matter what, we win the first round. If we have Towns back, we're not going to play the Nuggets first round. Mm-mm. So I think we can beat every other team in the West if we're all healthy.
We have
the best defense still, dude.
I'm a little nervous, though. For the first time all year, I feel nervous.
I know. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's been a cakewalk. Here's the other thing, though. Every other team has had some injuries. We've had hardly any injuries. So maybe our first overall was a little inflated.
Yeah.
And maybe we come back down to earth and we finish third. I'm okay with that. Like, it's been a successful season. I mean, a total collapse, you have to actually look at coaching, you know, and other things, right? Because one player goes out, that even if he's your best guy, and he's not anymore, that shouldn't happen. But I'm nervous.
I'm nervous.
I don't want to
come here and sugarcoat it. Like, I'm pretty concerned they're going to not have home court in the first round now.
I know.
I'm getting a little worried about that. Like, I don't want to like talk about it too much because I'm trying not to speak it into existence, but like
don't worry. Everybody nationally is. I mean, it's, you know, the only thing that national talking heads on NBA can say is like, what is up with the Minnesota sports? God, are they cursed? Like, yep. And then they're just right off the Timberwolves as if we weren't the first seed all year. I mean, it's Towns. People were saying he's fucking sucks. Anyways, he's second fiddle. I was saying how important he was, and we may find that
tough.
Out.
It's pretty tough to have a fiddle band without the second fiddle. Like, that's how it feels right now.
Mm, I like that.
Yeah. So.
So yeah, dude. I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the best thing in sports right now.
Okay.
It's the race for the Premier League title.
I love it.
By far the best thing in sports.
This very is, exciting.
This is electric television. If you are not watching these big games right now, I don't know what you're doing on weekend mornings besides just wasting time. These games happen mostly before you're going to do any other thing on the weekend. This last weekend, you had an Arsenal finish where they scored a late winner to take first place in the league. And then the next day, you had an incredible matchup between Liverpool and City where it ended 1-1. I think the game could have ended 6-6.
Oh, it was a wild game. It was really, really fun. Obviously, it would have been amazing to get that second goal to beat City. But, dude, we played City. You know, every team plays every team two times, one home, one away, yeah. Which, by the way, pay attention here.
I'm listening,
Adam, because this is important. This is very important. This is important. And so every
home and away against each of the other nine.
There's no strength of schedule. It's just like everybody has the same shot. I love that.
Yes.
And we're 1-1 then, and we're 1-1 this time. It's like, I get it. We're very evenly matched. We have the same amount of points as them as well right now, right? Don't we? Are we tied for?
You're one ahead.
Okay, one point more.
You're tied with Arsenal. You're one ahead of City.
Okay. It would have been a really big deal to win that game.
It would have, yeah. It would have like swung the whole race. I think at this point, it's... I know the odds say that it's City and then Liverpool and then Arsenal.
Mm-hmm.
I really think it's like 33, 33, 33.
Yeah.
I think this is... Anyone could win this thing. It's just who's going to stay hot and who's going to score timely goals. Liverpool has the easiest route.
Easiest route,
fewest healthy players, but the easiest schedule,
mm-hmm.
especially at home. They're going to just absolutely wipe the floor with everyone they play at home.
Which is, it's crazy, but City is probably just going to win every game on the way. You play them one time. Arsenal plays them. That's the biggest fucking
City
game.
City versus Arsenal.
Is that next week?
And so far, we've played City twice this year, and we beat them and beat them.
In a different, and we don't want to confuse here.
Once in the Premier League and one in a, and then yeah. once in the Premier League.
Yeah,
that's three times.
Yeah,
they played in like a weird exhibition kind of to start the season where it's the FA Cup, which is a random weird like think of the NBA mid-season tournament, like it's just a random tournament, and Arsenal didn't win that. City did.
Yeah.
I guess it was just first versus second this year. They just did first versus second this year. And Arsenal beat them. And then they played earlier in the year, and Arsenal won again.
Yeah.
Now they play at City. I think this is, you know, we're at the point of the season where, like, every big game is the biggest game of the season so far. So I think last week's game was the biggest game of the season. And I think Easter Sunday, Arsenal at City is going to be the biggest game of the season again.
It's going to, yeah.
And I feel like it is written in the stars that Arsenal is going to win this game because there was a guy, a star player. He played for Manchester City. His name, Gabriel Jesus. Okay?
Mm.
Gabriel Jesus.
Yep. Gabby
and
G.
His Man City career, dead. He gets shipped off to Arsenal.
Dead.
Where does he return on Easter Sunday? To Manchester City.
It is written.
He is risen.
He is risen.
It is written.
Yeah.
Lisan Al-Ghaib.
I think that this game will decide the title, and that may very well could be for Liverpool too.
Sure.
Like, I think maybe a
like
draw.
If you guys draw and yeah. we're hot, that I mean
yeah, I think it could decide, but I think like if Arsenal wins, they're in the driver's seat and they have some tough games, but it's gonna be an electric finish. Like I don't think there's better drama on television right now than the Premier League.
Let's help Adam pick his team.
Yeah.
What's your favorite color?
Well, my favorite color is blue.
Okay, we're looking at Chelsea. Okay. We're looking at City.
Okay, are you racist?
No.
Oh, okay. That rules out Chelsea.
So,
are you a bandwagon fan?
So,
have you ever like jumped on a? Have you ever been like, you know what? Those Yankees aren't that hateable.
Oh my God, no.
Okay,
but you know, just to kind of touch on my dabbling in the Premier League, I used to watch. I can't remember the name of the show, but it was on Amazon Prime, and it was kind of like behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
They follow a team, and it was Man City.
Yeah.
For like two or three seasons, I think they did.
Yeah.
And I was really into Man City, but then I kind of got away from it. I'm like, that's kind of bandwagon.
I'm kind
of
cool.
Yeah.
With a team that's like already winning, right?
I mean, it's true.
Here's my only coming up team.
Here's my only worry.
I got in at the perfect time. I picked Liverpool a year after they had maybe they got finished like fifth or sixth, and then the next year they were better and better, and then I got in right before they got hot and became really top two, three teams in the league. Eric's been Arsenal forever, so that doesn't. He's been through up and down.
Mostly down, but now
mostly
up.
Down. Hey, we up
now up. But here's what I will say: City is facing like 120 charges of like illegal things they did, and one of their like main, like I think like their president of operations kind of guy, jumped ship to their rivals, Man United, and people said that's the first rat off the ship.
Mm.
So I think they might like not be in the Premier League in 2 years or something.
That's stop.
The Saudis are just gonna buy the whole.
Yeah.
League. No, they already own that team.
No, I'm saying the whole league.
Yeah
they probably will.
Yeah, the same.
Oh. Yeah, that sucks for that.
So,
too.
Here's what I would say. I think you need to take like 4 weeks, and you need to just pay attention to what's going on. And you need to form a connection with one of these squads near the top. This is not the sport. Like, you live in Minnesota. I know you're a Packer fan. I know you've had a little success in your life with the Packers. Like, a lot of, like, good seasons that ended without a title or, like...
With heartbreak, similar to Vikings fans.
Yeah. Like, you just have... You've closed the deal a few times, yes. But you've also had a lot of heartbreak.
Yes.
I'm sure pretty much every other team you follow has been nothing but misery.
Yeah, all my other teams are Minnesota teams.
Oh, so I probably say no more. Wouldn't pick like some random ass team. Like, you need to pick someone who's in it. Like, you're only going to have fun if there's like some hope.
There's only like 6-7 teams that really can win at any given year.
So the teams you need to pay attention to are obviously Manchester United.
Yep.
They are like the Yankees, as in like... They're the old-timey big money team that has like all the revenue coming from all these other sources, and everyone's dad used to like them and stuff.
Beckham,
but they
stuff.
Also mm-hmm. haven't won the title in so long, and it's like funny.
For the rest of the league, we love it.
You could be a Chelsea fan. They're from the richest part of London. They kind of came out of nowhere. They were owned by a Russian oligarch who is like Putin's like mentor.
Ooh.
And then he just dominated by like cheating and spending money. And then Russia invaded the Ukraine. And then England was like, you can't own this team anymore. So then he was forced to sell the team. He sold it to these complete idiots from the US. Todd Boehly. He's one of the, I think he's like the majority owner of the Dodgers. And he has mm-hmm. no clue about soccer. They've spent $1 billion and they stink.
They're like in 10th or 11th out of 20 teams.
It's pretty funny. You could be a Spurs fan. I don't want to trash Spurs here because as much as I don't like them and they're rivals with my team, they're from London. They're from kind of like North London, and they are pretty much like Minnesota sports. They haven't won a single trophy in like 40 years.
But they're always in the mix.
Ooh, I kind of like that.
And they make money. I mean... Before Eric told me, dude, don't do it. Don't do it. Because he knows me better. He wouldn't wish that on me, but he just doesn't know very well. he just doesn't want, you know, he knows he's not going to have to see you every day or every other. They are a pretty cool team. Like, their colors are cool.
Their stadium.
Okay.
Yeah, they're the Tottenham Hotspur, if you've heard of Tottenham.
Yep.
So that one isn't the worst choice. They got to be two at some point.
They're pretty good. They by some dumb luck, they just haven't won a single trophy. They play in like 4 or 5 tournaments a year. And like some of them aren't even that hard to win, and they can't even win those. Like, they're just always good, but they never win anything, and it's like pretty hilarious. You could be an Arsenal fan. That's my favorite team. They're from North London as well.
Working class North London.
Yeah,
you know?
They're just like, they're the third youngest team in the league. They were the number two to Man United for a long time.
Yes.
Like from like the late 80s until like the mid 2000s, it was like Man United would win 3 years and Arsenal would win 1 year out of every four. And then both of them completely fell off, and Arsenal spent like 15 years in the wilderness. of just like being okay or kind of disappointing and playing really ugly. And then they got like this hotshot coach. They're owned by the guy who owns the Rams and the Avalanche and the Rockies and
like, U.S. owned.
Yeah. And he's like
a lot of teams.
Yeah, I know.
And so, like, it's kind
of
cool.
He's got the Walmart money.
So they have, like, a cool, like, he, like, his friends with, like, Sean McVay. Like, he's, like, a young, cool, up-and-coming coach. And then you could be a Liverpool fan. They're kind of, like, the all-time, like, battle with Man United. Like, Liverpool versus United, both in the north. They historically have probably been the best team. But from, like, the 80s until 10 years ago.
LeBron is a part owner, so that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
They're pretty well respected. Like, most teams don't hate Liverpool, most fans, because they've kind of done things the right way. They try to develop talent. All those things are true. The only thing is, like, if you want to go to a match someday, you know, you become a big enough fan, yeah, you do have to go to Liverpool, which is kind of a shithole. Like, I wanted a team. It's a working class. Let's just say that.
That's
whatever.
Where the Beatles are from, right?
Yes, it is.
The Titanic.
Yep. Left from there. Yeah, fuck that up. Yeah, so I mean, I wanted to pick a London team, but there just wasn't enough good options, apparently. So we went with that. I'm glad I did. Okay. So there's that. You can join me if you'd like.
Okay.
If and you then, pick me, I do send you a knockoff kit for free, like one of the $20
it's
ones.
Good deal. Ooh,
that's a it's pretty, a good deal. It's an
that's
incentive.
That's a nice little sweetener.
It's an incentive.
I like that.
And then your final choice is Man City. They don't have real fans. They were a
not
nothing,
in England.
They were a nothing. Yeah, their fans all live in America and like China. Like, they don't have real fans. No one in Manchester likes them. They are just like this made up team that had, they won the title in the late 60s. And then I don't even know how often they were even in the Premier League. I think they were in a lower league
got, like,
for a long time.
For a while.
Yay.
And then
you know what? You know
no
all about
one,
this.
Yeah, Ted Lasso. You know?
Yeah, nice.
Nobody like paid any attention to them. And then like the United Arab Emirates were like, we'll buy them. And then they just pretty much like made up that they were like a cool team with history and gave them cool jerseys, bought all the best players in the world, spent more than everyone, cheated 1,000 times. And now they've just dominated the world of soccer for like 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the best coach and they have like most of the best players and absolutely no one likes them.
But it is still a viable option.
Except like weaselly little white kids from like American middle schools.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I feel like this is like jumping on the Kansas City Chiefs bandwagon.
It would be. Actually, that's
yeah.
That's not a bad
It'd
analogy.
Be like jumping on the Kansas City Chiefs if the Kansas City Chiefs were also just blatantly cheating at all at every turn.
I mean, okay. Come on. I mean, they're not personally
yeah.
doing
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
They got some help from those zebras.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like it. So you don't have to pick now. But you should consider it.
Oh,
and we would be honored to have you back on the pod
yeah.
when you've made your decision.
Yes.
Love
or
it.
Before. But when you're ready to announce live on the pod, please.
Absolutely. And I just want to real quick, how the hell does the season work?
It like, goes on for eternity.
I think
it's
I talk,
a long
I
season.
I talked to you guys about this before we started, and I said, like, I watched the World Cup, and after the World Cup, I'm like, you know, I'm in. Like,
yeah.
Let's go. I'm going to follow the Premier League. And then I'm like, what the fuck is this?
They
like,
play.
When do they start?
So they play, like, Friday, Saturday nights. So here it's like, what is it? It's
no, they play like Saturday afternoon.
Saturday afternoon.
Afternoon.
Okay.
Or Saturday night, Sunday night. Sometimes they play Fridays and Mondays. But they start at the beginning of August and they end in like mid-May.
Okay.
They play yeah. most of the year. And then they play like international tournaments in the summer.
Okay. So when I jumped on after the World Cup, that was like middle of the season, right?
That was weird because that was in Qatar. And
so
they couldn't
the
have
back.
The
mm-hmm.
World
so
Cup
hot.
In the summer because people would just die.
Were yeah.
They supposed to have like floating clouds.
Yeah.
Like
they were. That's clouds? What they promised us.
Oh my God.
But yeah.
Actually, believe it or not, too many people were dying when they were trying to build those.
Yes, yeah.
Said, we're losing people too fast.
So I think that usually when you watch the World Cup, it happens in the summer every other time.
Okay.
And then you would go into the season. mm-hmm. and then it just goes for like the whole year. But then they have random breaks where they have to go play for their international teams.
Okay.
So yeah, there's breaks, but they mostly play every weekend and they play in the mornings here, which yeah. is great, right? Like I love getting up. The game's at 9 a.m. I'm you know making some breakfast. I'm having some coffee.
9:30 maybe start you know is,
it's so ideal.
Is the best
and
thing
the earliest would be a 6, which sucks. But if you pick one of these top teams. They don't usually play a lot of 6 games. They do the, you know, you get
once
the prime
times.
Once
in a while, you got to wake up at 6:30 for a game. And, like, it's actually pretty electric to go to, like, that team's bar at 6:30 in the morning.
Oh, I bet.
Around
once
here,
in a
yeah.
great while, I'll do that. Like, I'll go to the local at 6:30 to watch a big Arsenal game. And there'll be, like, 80 people there at 6:30.
Sweet.
And they'll be like, we can't even legally serve you a drink yet. So you
want some coffee?
Yeah, yeah, we'll make you coffee till we can.
Yeah.
Yeah, do the games take place on Saturdays or Sundays and Saturdays?
Both, yep. So, which is great because you can watch one every day if you want. You can watch just your team play. And then, every team plays every team twice, right? So everybody has the same schedule. And there is no playoffs, right? So it's just how many points did you get during the season? So every game is a playoff game in that way. I think you'd really like it, man.
I like that.
You know, I mean, you know more about soccer than I do, for sure.
Yeah.
You just from playing and just being a soccer kid.
But not so much like the players and stuff like
no,
that.
No, and I still don't. I know most of my team.
Yeah, I mean, my biggest issue is the timing on that because like Saturday is qualifying for F1 and Sunday's race day.
So in the mornings.
It's the mornings.
Okay.
Because most of the time it's on the other side of the world.
Right.
I mean, we do have 3 races here at home, but...
You ever been to one?
I have not. They're in incredibly expensive.
Can you just go to the city and be around?
Yeah, so they raced in Las Vegas last year and you could be around, but they like put blockades over
you can't
walk. The walkovers, but the fans, the real fans figured it out. You just ride those escalators up and down. And it
nice.
Was like the best overtaking position on the track. So they were just ripping all the time.
Nice.
All right, so you have to sell us on who we need to be cheering for in F1.
Yeah, we talked about this. Like,
what's your team?
Selling me on Premier League. I sell you guys on F1. So my team in F1 is Mercedes. I just fell in love with Lewis Hamilton, who he is as a person, was number one overall. And then, obviously, it was a stud. So I kind of bandwagoned there.
Sure.
I mean, I got into it over COVID with Drive to Survive. So I think that's a great way to, like, lean into it is definitely check out Drive to Survive. So you can see where things came from 2019, I think, is when it started, to now.
Okay, so start watching that.
So start watching that. You can kind of get a feel for the drivers. Most of them are still there.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of turnover in F1. So drivers move around a lot. But most of the teams stay the same.
And are you a Mercedes guy? And if you lose Lewis Hamilton, you're bummed, but you still stick with whoever else they put in there?
No. So,
or do you follow the driver?
So I'll obviously probably stick with the team, but you know it's just been announced that Lewis Hamilton's moving Ferrari.
Oh.
For next year, which is a huge move. You know, he's been so loyal to Mercedes for all these years, and I think they just kind of thought he was just going to stick around just because, you know, he's been there. And he's just like, no, you guys weren't going to make me a global ambassador.
Mm.
I'm moving to Ferrari. They're making me a global ambassador immediately.
Okay.
After not even being there. And it's every F1 driver's dream is to drive for Ferrari Red. Like everybody wants, that's the top spot.
Okay.
Even if they're not the top team, it's the best team to go to.
Well, this is all I know.
Interesting.
Okay. I know that I'm on team Ferrari because I am all in on Lewis Hamilton because he is a lifelong Arsenal fan.
Oh no.
What a
tie-in. No.
And
hurts my chances.
And
that's better than a free shitty China kit.
I hope that he's not on this team, but the guy I don't like is that punk bitch Max Verstappen.
Thank you so much. Everybody hate on Max. Max sucks. You know, it's funny because
punk
like
bitch. Is he a Liverpool fan or
really
what?
He really is an incredible
driver.
He's like a Dutch
yeah.
driver.
But he's an absolute ass. You know, you see some things where, you know, in his day-to-day life, and you're like, oh, okay, brings him down to earth a little bit. But he's just such a whiny bitch when he's just an absolute dick out on the road, just cutting people off, drowning into him. And maybe you've seen it. He drives over the top of Lewis Hamilton in a race at Monza a couple of years back. It was fucking nuts.
That's kind
of
cool.
It was wild. And he tried to, like, drive off of him, but he was like, yeah. His tire was on Lewis's head. It's nuts. And it sucks right now because Red Bull is, like, so far and away of the better team right now, like Max just gets out ahead and coasts. And then he changes tires just to get the fastest lap so he can get his hat trick every single week, which is pole position, fastest lap, and a race win. So he does this every single week. It's Red Bull 1 and 2 to start the season off in the first two races of the season. So it's going to be another blah-de-da freaking season. Same with 25, probably. It might be a little bit different with Lewis and Ferrari. But 2026 is the new regulations, which is when you can really get into it, where they have to change everything about the cars.
Oh.
To, like, really get into things. And I'm not going to act like I'm this, like, knowledgeable F1 guy. I read some F1 Reddit threads.
Ooh.
And make myself a little bit more knowledgeable aerodynamically.
You can become an expert on anything on Reddit. That's what I heard.
Yes, clearly.
Mostly Reddit.
But yeah, no, it's a great thing to get into. There's 10 different teams, 20 drivers. I think they're going to be trying to add one in 2026, maybe Ford. Or Andretti Racing was really trying to get in. But yeah, it's very interesting. A lot of cool behind the scenes stuff, and they don't just go in circles. Like,
right,
there's turns and stuff, which is interesting. And a lot of it has to do with the mechanics and the engineers and the aerodynamics of the car and all that stuff, kind of.
So in a way, it's still a team sport. It's just the positions is like quarterback and everybody else.
Yeah, there's team sports. You know, where they ask guys to give up spots so the other can go ahead. But
yeah.
Essentially, you're racing your teammate. And so it's really hard, and you can hear the radio calls. And that's one of the great things about F1 is that their broadcasts are really good. Like, it's incredible, the shots and how smooth the transitions are from one to the other.
Yeah.
And you get radio calls, and you get guys bitching like, no, I'm not going to fucking let him pass. Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
This is the end of the race. And it's like, dude, there's strategy here.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, fuck you. And the shit goes down. And there's fighting and infighting between teams and drivers. And, you know, that's to the drama, and there's a lot more drama than there's ever been this year with Christian Horner, the team principal of Red Bull, being accused of sexual harassment
and
a bunch of texts and stuff and emails coming out over in British media.
Okay. Well, so, fuck those guys anyways.
Yeah. So yeah, fuck those guys.
Yeah. Always nice to see bad news about the people you don't like.
Yeah. And he's married to a Spice Girl. I don't know if you knew that.
Which one?
Jerry. whatever her name was.
Actually, she is kind of... She's kind of second in line. Like, Jerry Halliwell was pretty good.
Yeah, I think she's probably...
Like, second overall. Posh is top.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
She still was...
You know, Eric was a big scary guy. Eric loved scary. I remember that. And I was like, wow, really? That's different. He said, I live for scary.
I liked sporty.
Yeah. Oh, y'all like sporty.
Scary.
Sporty, yep. And scary. So you're a big America's Got
Baby.
Talent fan?
Yeah.
Baby.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think of all the names. All right. Well, that was a lot of fun, Adam. Thanks so much for coming on. Man. It was a great time. So fun to learn about F1. I'm going to be full on Team Ferrari.
Okay.
When's the season end?
So the season started 2 weeks ago.
Oh, I'm in.
Too late.
You can jump in right now. Nothing has really happened.
I'm going to jump in.
It will go all the way till November, I believe.
Well, here's my problem. I'm going to cheer for Lewis Hamilton only, and that means I'm not going to cheer for Ferrari this year, but I'm going to be pre-cheering for Ferrari. So I want them to be like doing well so that they're a strong team for him to jump into.
Yes. It sounds like upgrades to the
Ferrari red, soon. Arsenal red.
Ooh, bold. Nothing's cooler than being into F1. I do think that's true. And it's getting more popular too, which is interesting.
All right, guys. Well, thanks so much for hanging out with your best friends here at the Nordies Podcast. We'll be back with our screencast, all the things you guys need to be watching, all the news as always. Until then, thanks, and we'll talk to you guys soon.